this kingdom, we play by a different set of rules.
Mokabaya, covenants and altars are the primary generators of wealth. That means there's a strong connection between priesthood and prosperity.
Now, the spiritual foundation, you attempt to do business, it will be in vain. Put me anywhere. Why? A body without a spirit is dead.
Thank you, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who was not created, the one who was not selected, the one who was not appointed, the one who was not nominated, but yet your post is uncontested. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. Lord, tonight we are just but vessels. We ask that you speak through us. Tonight, let no one here live the same. Thank you, because your word will come sharply with precision and lives will be turned around. Give you the praise, we give you the glory. Jesus' mightiest name we pray. Can that amen be louder? Amen. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. Pastor, thank you so much for this privilege. How many of you know that your pastor has been a blessing to me in this house? How many of you? Yes. Right from the days of Radiamak, it's been heavy. And truth of the matter is, one of the things I was telling you yesterday, so one of the things I love in this house is excellent. Excellent. You see, with all humility, I will say, I've been to a lot of places, and I'm coming from a city that has a lot of excellence, and I've been to churches in Jos, but please, can we clap for ourselves? So much excellence. And it is what you see that tells you where you are going. Yeah, it is what you see that tells you where you are going. You see, nobody was born great. Some time ago, somebody told me that if you want to be great, keep acting it until you become it. You see, you don't wait for the billions to come before you display some level of excellence. When you see great men, you see excellence from the beginning. And that's why I love this praise team. I love the person that played that drum. And you could just see excellence. You see, the sound that was coming out could serve an auditorium of 20,000. And that is a display of excellence. So for this band team, I'm going to give you guys 200,000 at the end of the service. Yes. 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 I love the way they play. It's a powerful worship. I love the way they play. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor said he's a... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, let's talk a little bit about money. Hallelujah. We are going to punish the devil. They say, I tell you the truth. Bible says, these ones have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my glory. And I'm going to talk about money in terms of glory. I tell you. See, there is no glory in poverty at all. In case anyone is there and say, why are they talking about money in church? There is no glory in poverty. Poverty? See, tell your neighbor, say, poverty is a bastard. Bible said the counsel of a poor man is despised even by his own brother. See, you want to know what can kill the voice of a great man? That is, the man is anointed. Power moving everywhere. And lack the pocketical anointing. Your voice will be hidden. If I'm talking without this microphone, I will need to shout. But when I bring the microphone close, people are hearing me. What enhances the microphone? It's not just the microphone, but what brought it is Malachi. So money is an amplifier of voice. Bible says with God all things are possible. He said with money all things are answerable. Listen, you know, there's a way we romance money matter and we don't want to be so carnal. There is nothing carnal about money. Listen to me. There is everything carnal about poverty. Ah! everything carnal about poverty. Poverty don't bring glory to God. Unbelievers talk to people anyhow. So arrogant, and they are talking. Before you display your anointing, let something speak. But that's why Bible didn't say true. It said true prosperity shall the kingdom of God be spread across any cities. So because I know that we are in a season where God is raising kingdom financiers. People who will not just prophesy. You see, listen. You see, Bible said in Ephesians. Let me take us through a journey. Bible said in Ephesians, he said the same who descended, the same who ascended. And when he ascended, he gave gifts unto men. He said he gave unto some pastors, teachers, apostles, evangelists, and prophets. For what? For catastismos, right? And the word catastismos means equipping and furnishing the saint. Now listen. So the fivefold ministry is meant to cover and pastor and usher kingdom market apostles. I'm going somewhere. You see, the essence of the fivefold ministry is such that men and women who are sound with God are being raised from the church and then represent God in the affairs of the government. That is why he said the word, he said, go into all cosmos. Cosmos means systems of the world. And where disciples are birthed are in fivefold. So the fivefold give us the basis of our discipleship and ruggedity in order to stand the wise in the system. But the fivefold now usher market apostles. Listen, Solomon was not in the fivefold ministry. Samuel was in the fivefold ministry. Samuel begat David. I'm talking about spiritually now. And David begat Solomon. But we saw that Samuel was a prophet. Samuel was a prophet. All in fivefold ministry. But look at, they couldn't manifest the dimension of kingdom Solomon did. Why? Because they incubated the guy to represent a system. I never understood this. Because many a times, you know, a lot of us, I had a dealing of a full-time pastor. There were days of our life that praying 12 hours was a lifestyle. I think I saw Alfred here. He was in BSU, so at least he will understand what I'm talking about. So when you see us, then we are full-time pastor, of course. As a dunamite, I understood everything. And I remember when we were going for pastoral, our first pastoral meeting, and they were giving us the rudiment of pastors. I told my father and the Lord, I need to pray and hear God. Because I need to understand. See, listen, there are a lot of, you see, we need to be true to ourselves. You see, pastor is called. You know, to gather people like this in the city of justice, an ancient city. It takes men of stature to gather crowd. Yes, I'm telling you. So you need to be called. You see, because there are many people who are holding the microphone and they are meant to be kingdom financiers. The fact that you speak in tongues and see revelation is not a license for microphone. Listen, title without a mantle is equal to battle. When you assume a position that is not your calling, you begin to struggle. But when you find yourself around the center of God's will, you manifest the glory of God. You manifest His glory. So Samuel, ordained by God, a man who interacted with God such that no word of Samuel fell to the ground. No, everything Samuel said would happen. And then we saw David with another dimension. The guy understood fight. He said, it is the Lord God that teacheth my hand how to walk. So when he came to the public, it is his dealing in the secret place. You see how fivefold begin to nurture the guy? So the dealing was what he manifested in the public. And David killed Goliath and fought battle. He understood violence and he understood praise. And he won. But remember, he tried to build for God and all. He couldn't achieve more. And then we saw a generation that we are inside. Hey! The Solomon generation. People who by the display of integrity and excellence, the Queen of Sheba will come and she will lose her spirit. Why? Because a man understood what excellence and money can do. I read in the scripture, how much Solomon was making trading with the princes of Dubai. He was a custodian of business. This Arab nation didn't start today. Solomon achieved a lot that David couldn't achieve. Why? Because there was a birthing. There was a birthing. There was a birthing. Please, three things I'm going to say tonight. I'll never forget it for life. Your prophet is your prophet. Anytime God wants to change the life of a man, he sends the man a pastor. First, because there must be a place of adequate discipleship. See, the difference between our money and those in the world is because our money has been discipled. And we know that everything we have is for the kingdom. And that's why we make money. Because we know. So when I go out with the kingdom mentality. When I go out to big contracts, I've told you people here, there was a time I was going to pursue a contract with somebody. And the people who are actually looking for that building project are people that have been in real estate way back before I even smelled real estate. They were my bosses in real estate. And this Muslim woman passed my boss. My boss was standing and passed my boss and came to where I was and said, I gave her handbill about a churchery home in Wuse Market. I never met the woman before. I'm telling you that I gave her and I talked to her about the property. And my reaction sold me out because I was confused. But when I understood what was happening, I said, that's right. Yeah. And I spoke with the woman, sir. That encounter produced 400 million in our estate. And for the first time, I saw 40 million in my life. That is, I didn't go to market for it, but because there was a dimension of kingdom that was finding an expression. Because listen, God created systems of advantage. You see, your pastor is a system of advantage. Because God knew that there need to be a pathway that we must follow. When you activate spiritual laws and spiritual system that governs money, money will respond. That devil is a bastard. It will respond. See, I'm talking to you from a practitioner point of view. I tell you the truth. So this woman walked to me and the relationship has continued up till today. She's a Muslim. I have spoken to clients and they will fall under the anointing. I'll pick them up. They'll collect my money and I'll move. See, so having money is not an excuse of not being spiritual. It's not an excuse that you have money, you can't serve in choir, you can't serve. It's not an excuse. What makes us beautiful is to serve when we have money. I want to see a generation of people where ushers are multi-billionaires and they are standing and they are welcoming people to church. See, we are in a generation where we need to punish the devil and bring this glory to God. It's not a license. It's not an excuse for service. In fact, the greatest people will have are people we serve, are people that understand service. One of the system of advantage is called honor. You see honor? Honor. When is it the woman of Shunam? Is it the Samaritan woman? Shunammite woman who honored Elisha. And after honoring, built a house and did all of those things for Elisha. And Elisha was about to go and ask her what she wants. She said she doesn't want anything. Then Gehazi looked and told him, he said, this woman don't have a child. The prophet didn't need to hear God. The woman has activated a system called honor. He looked at her and said, and according to the time of life, he said, by this time, return with your child. And at the frequency of that word, we saw manifestation. Honor propels. Listen, look at, for instance, you honor your pastor. There is a level of honor you will give to your pastor that the pastor blesses you from his womb. And as we journey in life, we become manifestations of the speakings over our life. Now watch what happened. Now, as they give birth to us, there are speakings in our foundations and everything that is speaking over our life. So for some people in their lineage, is poverty they are seeing. Some they can't marry. These are speakings. So as we journey in life, we begin to see manifestations of those speakings that has affected our fathers. So when God wants to lift a man, he sends a pastor. So when the prophet begins to speak over your life, that positive speaking, because he's a man of stature, and a man of authority in the realm of the spirit, that speakings begin to negate the negative speakings over your life. It's just like rain. So the words of your pastor are like clouds in the realm of the spirit. He keeps speaking the words. He keeps negating. Then all of a sudden, then the rain begins to fall. Then the positive word begins to emerge in the physical. That is the work of a pastor. Let me tell you, this thing is not rocket science. Why would people who are in the world go to a native doctor to find? And then the native doctor call them and tell them, bring chicken. And because they know that the life of anything is in the blood. So once they put it on the ground, they begin to speak. They create an altar, then they start speaking. When I learned that, God told me, how many of you connected to that service? I was talking about PPA, where principle meet prayer on the altar. You see, when As you are on the altar. Now, what you keep on the altar is sacrifice. Listen, when you remove money, for instance, and put on the altar, this money you put on the altar, your sweat, because you have worked to get the money, there is blood on the money. Because there is blood in your sweat. So when you drop it on the altar, it is sacrifice. Then your prophet begins to speak on that sacrifice on the altar. Are you following me now? On that sacrifice on the altar. And then what he did was to speak, and it has been registered. Then you begin to walk in the light of that speaking. This is what happens. So your pastor begins to speak positively, and then he begins to negate the speakings over your life. Today I prophesy by the mantle of God upon this house, that everything holding you from today is the end in the name of Jesus. From today is the end in the name of Jesus. And at this junction, I would like to end because my time has gone. I pray that it is my heart desire that from this meeting, generals in the kingdom finance will rise.
Amen.
People who are hungry to represent God well.
Amen.
Yes.
Hi.
I believe that in a short time when Embassy of Heaven, Glory Zone Church will be doing their auditorium in Jos. I believe there are people here that will come and draw 50 million life.
Yes. Amen.
100 million life. Yes.
Amen.
Because the money is for the kingdom.
Yes.
And people are being, see, listen, we partner with them. You see this, sir, do you know, as we partner, for instance, I partner with you.
Yeah.
I know you have the anointing to preach.
Yes.
Because the call is not on me.
Yes.
But I know that I can support the gospel with the dimension God has given
That's
me.
That's right.
So as you call for souls and souls are give their life, it also accounts to me.
You have the reward.
This is kingdom service. I pray that the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Man of God.
Can you celebrate Pastor Jay?
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.